yeah, please.
Exit number 70, Baal HaSulam. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am, on what I am telling you here, to be my segula, virtue from among all the peoples. This means that you will be my segula, and sparks of purification, cleansing of the body will pass on to you from to all the nations.
Meaning there are a lot of people in the world or two. And then?
Meaning that you will be my segula, and through you, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world.
Meaning those who don't have a tendency to reveal the Creator like we have.
For all the nations of the world are not yet ready for this.
That's called the nations of the world, those who don't have any tendency to reveal the Creator.
And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, "For all the earth is mine," meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing their task, that task, I need a virtuous people.
Yeah, meaning we need...
Not doing it.
Number 71 from Ma'ol Einayim. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at every given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be the medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
This is our goal. Nif.
Number 72 by Baal HaSulam. The Israeli nation has been constructed as a sort of gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world.
It is that group which is directed toward the Creator, which is therefore called the Israeli group. Israeli nation, it should disseminate itself to everyone, to the whole world.
And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives the treasure until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under His burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth. Number 73 from Baal HaSulam. The Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they pass their power to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentence themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Dvikut with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto Him.
Niv, go on.
Number 74 from Likutei Halachot. There's a medium between all the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator.
Fine. 75
by Rav Kook. Only when the Torah is exercised in Israel will complete peace and faithful love come, and the pure feeling of recognizing the brotherhood between people will develop. When that development is completed within us at a degree that merits the